The next day at noon, the old woman came to him again with food and drink, which he at first refused. At last, overcome by her persistent entreaties that he would take something, he lifted the glass and drank again. Towards 2 o'clock, he went into the garden and on to the tan heap to watch for the raven. He had not been there long before he began to feel so tired that his limbs seemed hardly able to support him, and he could not stand upright any longer. So again he lay down, and fell fast asleep. As the raven drove along her 4 chestnut horses, she said sorrowfully to herself, "I know, he has fallen asleep." She went as before to look for him, but he slept, and it was impossible to awaken him. The following day the old woman said to him, "What is this? You are not eating or drinking anything. Do you want to kill yourself?" He answered, "I may not, and will not either eat or drink." But she put down the dish of food and the glass of wine in front of him, and when he smelt the wine he was unable to resist the temptation and took a deep draught. When the hour came round again, he went, as usual, on to the tan heap in the garden to await the king's daughter. But he felt even more overcome with weariness than on the 2 previous days, and, throwing himself down, he slept like a log. At 2 o'clock, the rain...